All right, we call to order our, this is from our notice of a special session here concerning our budget. Let the record reflect here that all are present. And as we do this, if there's someone who would open this time for us with our invocation, followed by our pledges, is there someone who would volunteer to do that for us? Billy, thank you. Let's all stand together.
Day. We ask your blessing all this time. We pray, Father, that you would
continue to watch over us and guide our thoughts and our direction of our decisions today. We pray, Father, that you would continue to bless our county and bless our leaders. We thank you for being here in this place today, protecting us and watching over us. In Christ's name, amen. Amen.
Thank you. Our pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, we are going to have citizens' comments. As you come to the mic, if you're going to, if you would remember to tell us who you are, and the topic that you're going to be discussing, that there's a three-minute limit on each one, if you would please. Is there anyone here who would like to open with our citizen comments? Yes. State your name for the record, if you would please.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Hey, Ginger Russell, Precinct Chair for the Republican Party, 74. I'm saddened to have to give this award today to somebody I worked hard to get elected, but I'm also honored to give it. Today's Golden Hammer Award for hammering the taxpayers goes to Precinct 3 Commissioner James Nowak. Fiscal year 2022 will become known as the budget that revealed the emperor's new clothes. In this case, the emperor is how insignificant county government expenditures for services really are. For many years, you have argued against lower taxes and lesser spending by claiming you needed the money to maintain the level of services. But with one swift question, County Judge Mark Keogh stripped that myth when he asked Commissioner Charlie Riley county government services he would trade for the money from his commissioner's precinct budget he would contribute in order to pay for the massive salary increase. Riley admitted he was taking funds directly from equipment, road materials, and road repairs. Nowak, who led the effort to take the $7 million of county government services away and give a massive pay raise to the one group of Montgomery County citizens who didn't suffer any interruption in their paychecks or in their income during the China virus panic, apparently doesn't care that the $7 million would come directly from the services of the taxpayers. This budget is the most heartless and selfish you have ever passed. Shame on you, all of you. The editorial board of the Golden Hammer Montgomery County Daily newspaper agrees with Judge Keogh's comment. Our greatest asset is our citizens, and they've taken it on the chin. Unemployment here is higher than the rest of the country. You have hammered us, Commissioner Nowak. Citizens in all four precincts across Montgomery County should remember that at the time of our greatest need, you led a forceful effort to take money and county services away from us to fill your own pocket. How nice it must be to be able to vote yourself a raise. I wish us taxpayers could do the same.
By the way,
you can give that to her.
I'll give it to you.
No, I don't need it.
That's okay.
I think you need
to. Don't be so nervous.
Thank
you.
It's
okay. Thank you. We appreciate it so much. Is there anyone else who would like to make any comments today? Yes, ma'am. Should you identify yourself for the record, please?
Amy Hamrick, Chair of the Montgomery County Democratic Party. I have thank yous and wishes. I think today, after following the budget workshop, I do want to thank you all for working hard to keep the 5% raise intact. I think it's really important. I know that our county employees have been going a long time without a significant raise, so we do appreciate that. I am probably going to shock several of you, but I do appreciate the increase in the mental health deputies for Constable Precinct 1 and the animal cruelty. new positions in Precinct 2. I wish that those could have been fully funded to the full request of both of those constables. I would like to say that I think that making the decision at the beginning that you are not going to go over the new tax revenue rate is short-sighted. I think that, as you and I talked about, Judge, you could do the de minimis rate and it would still be a lower rate than what we have in the current year. We are, as you pointed out earlier today, going to have to fund a lot of these positions out of county dollars at some point when the rescue plan money runs out. And that is going to be a big increase. And I know you're talking about phasing that in, and I think that's great, but I think we need to start phasing in a little bit more revenue coming in. We had, as the tax assessor pointed out, the exact same collection rate for property tax this year as we did pre-COVID. You know, definitely if people weren't able to pay their tax bills, that would be a different discussion, but it looks like that has not been a problem this year. The one thing that was not addressed, and I know community development didn't speak, which I assume means they were fine with their budget, I would have liked to have heard a little bit more from y'all on what you're planning to do to help the renters and help, you know, them against evictions, because that, of course, is going to be a huge problem, and that's not something that was explicitly discussed this week, so I would like to hear a little bit more about that. But thank you all for your work this week.
Thank you so much. All right. Yes. State your name for the record.
Calvin Russell. Judge, I appreciate the fact that you voted against this mess that you guys are doing with this budget. In the public sector, in the private sector, you'd have to own the company to do what you guys are doing for yourself. That's the only guy that can change his pay with just a whim. But you guys are doing it, and it's worse than that because you're doing it with my money. And we funded the taxes with the understanding that the budget was set and you were repairing the roads, which, as you guys all should know, this rain has revealed a lot of the problems in the roads that we have. We're going to keep having potholes. You're going to keep having problems where people are having to drive on roads that are not stable and also are dangerous, but still, take that money and put it back in your pockets. That's unreal. I have a quote from Benjamin Franklin that you probably are aware of. It says that when the people find that they can vote themselves money that out of the coffers, that will herald the end of the republic. I can't probably say anything better than the nice lady that just got up here. She's praising you guys for doing stuff that Democrats will do, and that is continually to pad their pockets. And anyway, you can't continue to run as Republicans and then legislate like Democrats and keep your seats.
Thank you. Are there any other citizen comments? All right, if there are none, we're going to hear from our tax assessor collector, Tammy McCray.
Good afternoon, Judge and Commissioners. I don't know if you still have your papers that I brought to you on Tuesday. If not, I'll give a copy out.
That'd be
out.
Great.
It's up here somewhere.
It's in the stack. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. You're welcome. There are no changes. The no new revenue rate, voter approval rate, de minimis rate, of course, are all the same. The collection percentage, as we talked about on Tuesday, everything remains the same. So if you still have your other piece of paper, it's the same. At this point, we are item 4A, consider and discuss the tax rates needed to fund the fiscal year 2022 budget for maintenance and operations and debt service. Okay. And again, you have the no new revenue rate of 0.4083.
the de minimis rate of 0.4227 and the voter approval rate of 0.4619.
All right. Thank you. Consider and vote on the proposed tax rate for 2021. I would move that we adopt the new revenue rate of 0.4083 for the next tax year, the 2022 budget for second. Maintenance operation debt service. Have a second?
Yes.
Any discussion?
You mean for tax year 2021?
Yeah, it's for tax. It's fiscal year 2022, but it's tax year 2021.
Thank you for the correction.
You know, Judge, I do.
Yeah.
In 2013, the Montgomery County tax rate was 48.38. Today, we are bringing that rate all the way down to 40.38. Since I've sat on this court, this rate has dropped 15.60% because of...
Yeah, it's 4083.
.4083. This court has lowered the tax rate 15.60%. We have also, at the same time, instituted a 20% homestead exemption. And the work that we have done from this bench has been good for the taxpayers in Montgomery County. And I am proud to have made certain that our law enforcement has been supported, that our first responders across the board we're taking care of them, that the people in the tax office and the JP courts and all the courts and our road and bridge crews and everybody that you see in the county. I don't take it lightly. I understand where this money comes from, but these people need to be taken care of. We need to be able to support them. They need to be able to support their families. And first and foremost, they are taxpayers of Montgomery County, too. Thank you.
All right. Is there any more discussion? If there is none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Tammy.
Okay. Item 4C, if the rate needed to fund the budget exceeds the lower of the no new revenue or the voter approval rate, we have to schedule a public hearing. That did not happen. However, we do have a public hearing that is required for the budget and the adoption of the tax rate, the budget and the tax rate. And I think that is scheduled on our budget calendar for August the 20th at 9:30 a.m.
Right. It's a special session to adopt final budget and tax rate.
Right.
All right. Is there anything else? If there is nothing else, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Adjourn.
All in favor?
Whatever.
Motion carries. Let's go. Thank you.
Well, that was interesting.